the curfew zones are a very important tool. What they really let us do is prevent from having large groups of teens come to areas or young people. What we've seen in the past is we get very large crowds and we see disorder or criminal activity. We've seen sites of young people running through the area. We've had discharges of firearms in those areas. So it's a really important tool to allow us to prevent those large groups of young people coming together in those areas.
Chief, why did you select NOMA, Tacoma, RFK Stadium, and Navy Yard for this weekend? Why was that important, those locations?
Sure. So all the areas that we've put the juvenile curfew zones into place, we've seen social media postings that are advertising teen takeovers in those areas. So because of that information, again, we're deploying additional resources in the area as far as officers, as well as designating them as the juvenile curfew zones.
Yeah, you talk about how these teen takeovers happen by posts on social media like TikTok. Do you have dedicated staff to watching social media for any clues about what might be happening?
We keep an eye on social media for a variety of things. Teen takeovers are one of the areas that, of course, we keep an eye out for just to see if there may be information related to that. We've seen in all these areas before them being posted on social media, so we continue to keep an eye on there to see if they do have any indications that these takeovers will be happening and where they'll be at. Some of the locations that these takeovers are at this weekend are, we have not seen teen takeovers there before.
Chief, the biggest challenge to keeping everyone safe, not just every day, but especially on the weekend, has got to be even greater when so many people come into the district to visit and you might have the potential of something going wrong. So how much of a challenge is that?
Sure. Of course, you know, it's been beautiful weather the past few weeks. Again, it's beautiful weather out today. So there's a lot of folks that are out and about across the city enjoying themselves, and that's exactly what we want. And we want the young people to be able to come out and also enjoy themselves. So really, this tool is not to keep them from coming out. We want folks to enjoy themselves, but it's to prevent those large groups of teens coming and taking over areas. They're still allowed to be out inside the zones. They just can't be in a group of nine or more. And, of course, they can't be out past 11 o'clock if they are under the age of 18. So it still allows folks to enjoy that. But again, as you pointed out, we have a lot of events going on today and throughout the weekend across the city. So we want everyone to have a safe and enjoyable time and really enjoy the city.
Tell us what happens if you catch someone breaking the curfew. What happens next? Is it a parent or guardian gets called? Explain to us if that happens, what are the penalties for breaking the curfew?
Sure. So first, if we see a group that's been in violation of the curfew zone, first we'll give them warnings and try to get them to disperse or to leave the area or to break up into groups that are not in the group of nine or more. Again, that way we can kind of mitigate the issue. After giving warnings, if they don't disperse or leave the area, then they'd be taken as a juvenile curfew violator and their parents would be called. We could either be transported home or they could be transported to the DRS Youth Services Center if a parent or guardian can't be reached.
Teen takeovers are not an anomaly for D.C., Chief. They're happening in other cities. Are you talking to your counterparts in other police agencies on how they're handling them and getting any kind of advice or sharing ideas and information?
We are sharing information. Again, this is not a D.C. issue alone. It's happened. We've seen it out inside Prince George's County. We've seen it in other cities across the country, Atlanta, Baltimore, Chicago, to name a few. So it is an issue that we're talking about, working on ways as a police community to try to resolve that across the country, really, as these things continue to move on.
Now, some D.C. council members have been concerned about the curfew policies. Some believe that maybe some young people are being targeted. What is your reaction to that?
Yeah, no, the goal is not to target anyone. It's really just to keep everyone safe in the community. And again, as I mentioned, there's a lot of things that are built into, again, to get voluntary compliance, to give warnings to the young people if they are in violation, to have them become in compliance with that. But again, overall, that's our goal, is to keep everyone safe, the young people, the people that are in the community overall.